All right, thank you for holding. Is this Tommy?
This is Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, how's it going? My name is Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hi, man.
Happy to hear that. So let me just confirm a couple of things here. You just sent this over. So for service area, you guys would be the same county. So is 50 miles good, or would you want to keep it a little closer than that?
No, 50 miles would be fine with me.
That's yeah, right. It's pretty good.
That's Jacksonville.
Exactly. I was thinking, yeah, I kind of expand out there a little bit. And you guys are doing residential and commercial work, both?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Now, I see you guys are a moving company, right? But do you guys have any specific area or, like, type of maybe move that, you know, gets you the most money, like your bread and butter, so to speak, that you'd want to be found for the most when people search?
Just anybody that needs to move, buddy. I mean,
so
I'm pretty damn good
same
at all
city.
Of it.
Yeah, okay, nice. Good to hear that. And it's same city moving or also different state and everything?
I do in and out of state. That doesn't really matter there, but it's mostly in town.
It's mostly in town.
Around town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So the reason I ask is I like to do a quick search in the beginning to see the potential for the area for that given keyword, right? So let's just say for moving services, right, or movers. Let's even try movers. I think a lot of people probably use that. So within a 50-mile radius of your area, right, between Google and Facebook searches, there's been about 2,500 searches done in the last 30 days. So it gives you an idea of the potential searches or, you know, potential jobs that you could capitalize on, and that's where the service
yeah.
comes in. Because you can't be chosen on the first
page
of Google.
Now, let me ask you a question. Like
yeah,
I
sure.
told this other gentleman, I do nothing as far as internet. That's
yourself.
What they call emails or any of that. I don't know how to do any of that. Does that matter?
No, no worries. We can still get you signed up. I can actually do a lot of the stuff through text messages. You receive text messages on your phone?
No, I do text. I'm not that damn old. I do know how to do text.
Okay, good. Yeah, so that's not a problem. As long as you can.
Hey, man, tell you what, this is the first smartphone I've had all my life, and I just got it here recently, so I'm learning how to do a little bit.
Nice. Little by little, right?
Yeah, hey, I'm trying.
Hey, as long as you're making the effort, man,
years old.
More power to you, right? A lot of people actually don't know how to use them, so you got a leg up on them, right?
So what we
now,
doing
yeah, so we already got the potential, right? I mean, 2,500 searches in the last 30 days. Say we got you 1% of those searches, right? And those are good, solid moving jobs for you. That's 27 in a month. That's going to pay for this, no problem, right? So I'd like to have that example just to kind of show you it's designed to pay for itself, right? It's going to – it's what –
Yes, sir. And how much now, is this?
Okay, so just so you know, we do put you also on all the local directories, Facebook ads, Alexa. It's a full-service marketing package, right? You're not just on the first page of Google, okay? You got a tech team at your disposal, tracking system like your Google Analytics. I mean, you name it, the full-service package thing. We even sometimes add in websites if you don't already have one. Did you guys already have a website? Oh yeah, here we go.
Well, that's what I have no idea, brother. I am confused.
Oh, I was looking
I don't
at
even know what's out there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I see the website, but it's not active. So no worries, we can build you a new one. And we take care of everything on the technical side. So all you got to worry about is answering the phone and bidding the job. So no worries
hey,
there.
Man, that's what
now,
I need to do.
Right? Exactly. Now, as for the pricing, I know that's important to you. So you guys are in business since 2006, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Nice, because if you're over 10 years, you would qualify for a credit that they run called the Established Business Credit or Legacy Credit, and that helps with the pricing quite a bit. So just to give you an idea of how much of a difference it is, let's see here. So what would usually be $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee is now just $2.49 with the $99 setup fee. So just to give you an idea of the difference, instead of $8.98, it's just $3.48. And that's just the first payment. Every month after is still the $2.49. because it's just a one-time payment that would include the programming, which would include a website as well. Does that make sense? So essentially, it's $249 a month.
All right.
And that covers everything, all your ads.
And it's just, and your company is just called Splash?
It's called Local, as in the area, and Splash. Local Splash. So what I usually do is I'm going to send you this text, and it has a link to our website. You'll be able to look at this while I'm kind of going through my thing here. So you should get a text right now that has a link to our website.
Now, there you go, a link. Like I tried to tell you, man. A link to me is out there on my boat. I got a chain on my boat with some links to it. That's a link.
Okay. I got you. So the terminology is a little bit different. Okay. So did you get the text message that I sent?
I just got something yesterday.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. I'll Inside. Tell you what it is.
Okay. Yeah. Let me know when you see it. I used to work at Best Buy, so I'm pretty good at explaining things.
It is a text message from a number, 877-635.
That's the one.
And whose number is this?
That's my direct line. That's coming from me. Now, do you see the part in the middle of it that's blue that you can click on?
No, I mean, whenever I opened it up, it just says Local Splash, click on link, see, or pricing. Then it's got just different, I don't know what the hell all that shit is.
Just click on the part that you don't know, that looks like just a bunch of letters and numbers. Click on that part.
Yeah, buddy, I don't like doing that shit because I just don't like doing that.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm not a computer person.
Right, yeah, no worries. So basically it's just our website. So you can see we are, in fact,
Whenever I clicked on it, it says connect to UPL. I don't even know what a frog or UPL is, so I'm out of it.
Right, no worries. So it's just a link to our website, so you can kind of see a little bit about us, but no worries. I mean, that's not
so
a problem.
So how long have
you
been in business?
Been in business about 18 years, going on about 11,000 clients currently in the U.S., and we've been a partner with Google since 2005. Our technicians actually train with Google technicians, so that's why we've been in business so long and have a really good retention rate. So typically, most of our clients stick with us because the results that they get.
So
the company – oh, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
I like the idea of y'all being in business for 18 years. These other people ain't been in business but for a few years. And they say they are linked in with Google, too. That's what I want to understand. If everybody's linked in with Google, why in the flock am I not out there on the Internet somewhere? Ain't that what they call the Internet?
Right.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. I think.
Why ain't I out there then?
And that's exactly what the service does. That's what it does.
I tried these services for the past year. Like I said, one person was for 5 months, never got a phone call, so I canceled them. These last people I just got now, I've had them for a good 4 months, and I still never got a phone call. Like I said, I tried to call him earlier, and he goes, oh, well, I'm busy, let me call you back. And I said, okay, well, be sure you call me back. Well, I haven't heard nothing yet. I don't like doing business that way.
No, me neither, man. That's actually so. Our company itself, we own our meetings and we specialize in the customer service part. We don't just like throw you in the middle of it and then don't help you, right? This is hands on. We take care of everything for you and make sure that you have a good experience, right? Because I mean, you wouldn't be in business for 18 years if that wasn't the case, right?
Now, let me ask you something else, Hawk. On the phone call that we're talking on, I got a 904 error code for the number.
Yeah, so now, you gave me. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Now, the reason for that, now this may be, technical mumbo-jumbo. What they call it is voice over internet protocol. It's a type of service that makes the internet makes the phone calls. Like it's over the Wi-Fi or the internet. So it yeah. uses a local number when it's calling certain areas to help us save money on the calls. And there's a lot of other reasons, but basically short explanation.
What is your number?
The one I texted you from, the 877-635, that's our direct line. And then it just gets forwarded to my office.
Okay. I'm writing this number down.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'll send you another text that has all that info written out for you too. That way you can see it's coming from me. Hold on. Or just text me here. There we go.
So well, is it going to come from another... the same number, or is it coming from a different number too? The next text.
No, it's going to. You know, the next text coming from the same number. It's going to come to the same place. You'll see it right now. Should come through any second.
All right, because every time the other company, it always gave me a different text, different numbers, and everything else, and
it can get confusing, right?
Very.
Yeah. For sure. No, it's always the same number. Yeah, no, we make sure it's always the same number. So we're in Southern California in Fountain Valley. It's in Orange County. It's kind of near the Google headquarters.
How far away from Santa Cruz are you?
Santa Cruz, shoot. That's only a few miles. Here, I'll double check right now. Let's see. Fountain Valley. And you said Santa Ana?
Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz. Okay, let me check.
Yeah.
Miles to, let me just look at my Google map here. Yeah, looking at about a few hours.
Oh, really? Okay. Because I stayed a few times out in Santa Cruz. We used to have a
nice
station.
Like
yeah. Oh yeah, man, it was pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah, I like California. It's nice.
I just like traveling the world, man. I've done this business for 26 right or since I was 19 years old, and man, I traveled over the road for 25 years. Then I came off and started my own little business here, and yeah, I've been all over the world doing this shit.
Nice. What part of the world did you like the most, like doing that?
Man, tell you the truth, I really like where I live at. Florida.
That's a good mindset too. Yep. The weather's pretty nice. A little bit humid sometimes, I've heard.
A little bit humid and hot, but yeah, other than that, yeah, it's Florida's pretty nice.
Not bad, right? Yeah, for sure. I've visited, but I've never lived there. I'm actually from Washington State, and it's pretty cold there, so that's what I was used to. So California's a nice
place. Anytime I ever went to Washington, it was friggin' raining.
Yeah, exactly. Like 70% of the time, or snowing below zero.
No doubt, man.
It didn't
matter if what month it was, what day it was. Every time I went into Washington or Seattle, man, it was friggin' raining.
Gloomy. Yeah, man. That's why they call it the Emerald City. Everything's so dang green there. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know why. Yeah.
Right, and that's, you know exactly why. Exactly. I don't miss it, but I do miss it at the same time. It's beautiful, but it's cold as hell.
It is a beautiful area because I love running through the mountains there. But as far as the rain...
Exactly. For sure. Now you said you were with a company currently, like you're still working with them or you already canceled?
Man, I am canceled with them this probably tomorrow whenever I get a hold of this Aaron guy. Cause he was supposed to done call me back today. And every time I hear from him, he goes, oh, give me 30 minutes. I'll call you back and I check with my technical. Well, technical ain't getting no more. He's spending too much fucking money.
And time, yeah.
And I tell you, man, $246, this is going to be the most I've spent on advertisement But if it works for me, I'll do the 246.
The 249. But yeah. That's it. 249, man. That's it. And you're going to love it, man. It's going to get you the results you want. You'll be able to cancel them, and they'll be a distant memory.
Let's check it out, man. Let's do this.
Okay, let's do it. So now for the address you want to verify
on Google. Hold on. How long does it take you to get me out there?
So our average is 30 to 45 days. I've seen it done faster, but the average is 30 to 45. Now, most other companies, you're looking about 4 to 6
months. Okay, that's what this last company told me also. So that's
okay.
About in the same ball area. I tell you
Same ballpark. Okay.
I'm going to cancel this other people, and I'm going to try your company, Local Splash.
Okay. Yeah,
and
let's get it going.
I'm going to give you 4 months. 4 or 5 months. And if I don't get at least one phone call to help me out, I'm going to move on down the line, too.
No worries, man. And, I mean, just on a personal note, I've been here a little bit under 2 years, right? I haven't had anyone cancel due to results or, like, getting jobs. Like, maybe if it's seasonal, you know, pressure washing or something like that, they might pause it during the winter. But, I mean, that's it. I think that says a lot. You know what I mean?
Well, man, let's see how it works out for me.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, let's get it moving. So, now, for the verification on Google, did you already get a Google My Business profile? Have you ever done that before?
Now, that's like a...
like to get
like
your profile
a profile
on Google.
To Google with a number on it?
Exactly. Have you ever done that before?
Yes, several times.
Okay, and then did they get you verified, or was it still in process?
No, brother. I just give the number over to the people that needed it, like this last company. Yeah.
Right.
Because like I said, I don't know anything about it, so.
Right, so they had to handle it. Right, okay, got you. So let me just double check if there is one, because if not, that's one of the first things we do, so.
Well, man, I got the old number from this last company if you want me to get it for you.
Oh, no, actually, I just found your Google Business profile. So we're good. Yeah, you do have one. So actually, it'll be a little bit faster than 30 to 45 days then. But I like to just go with the average, and then if it's even faster, then we're all the more happy, right?
No doubt, brother. No doubt.
Yeah, for sure. And then for the address, now I don't see any listed address besides 27047 West 5th. Is that going to be good address for that?
A good address for what?
Just like, is that that's the address you gave Google, right, for the verification?
Well, that's the address where I live at. That's where my company is.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I just wanted to confirm that was the address.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So, West 5th Ave, let me just copy and paste.
Now, I don't get my mail there. I get my mail through a P.O. box.
Oh, okay, so we do have to use that address. You can't use a P.O. box for that, but we can make sure that...
That'd be cool.
That's okay?
I got a mailbox out there. Mail still comes here, but usually with other paperwork, I usually send it to my P.O. box.
Oh, okay, yeah, unfortunately for this, they can't use a P.O. box, because, you know, obviously because it's Google and they want, like, an actual address, but we won't list your address online unless you want to, if it's, you know, if it's not...
No, do not list it online. Do not list it
exactly.
Online.
No, we do not want to do that. Now, what is a good... You said you didn't have an email, right? We're just using text messages?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then what about the phone number for clients to call you? Is the 482-2990 good?
Yes, sir. 904-482-2990.
That's the one. And then what's your last name, Tommy?
Sweat. S-W-E-A-T. Now, question for you.
Yeah, sure.
Is it 50 miles from my address to where you're going to locate stuff at?
Yep. It'll be a 50-mile radius. You can even target certain cities or zip codes if you want, too.
I don't know the zip code to Fernandina Beach, Florida. But I do want Fernandina Beach
city name.
Huh?
We can just put the city name. It doesn't have to be necessarily the the
It's called Omega Island, Turner Beach, Florida.
What was the name of the city? Sorry, go ahead again.
Amelia Island, Fernandina Beach, Florida.
Fernandina Beach.
Yep.
Fernandina Beach. Okay, got it. Any other cities that you like, that are popular and you like to get jobs in?
Well, in between me and Fernandina Beach is Yulee. That's the only other one.
Okay, got it. And then, so about a 50-mile radius is okay, you said, right?
Yeah, because that will cover, if I left my house and drove 50 miles, I could still hit Fernandina and parts of Jacksonville, so that would be fine with me.
Okay, so that works. All right, and then for your hours of operation, it's 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and that's Monday through Friday, is that correct?
Well, Monday through Saturday, but Friday will work.
Okay, I can put Saturday if you want.
I really like taking off on weekends, so let's just do Monday through Friday.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you on that one. And then now we are including the website, right?
That's what you said for the $249 a month?
Uh-huh, with the one time, with the setup. Right, so with the, just to break it down one more time, so the monthly is $249, right? If you want us to include the website and also, of course, all the programming, the first payment was $348 because that's the one-time setup fee, which includes the website, and then every month after,
yeah,
it's $249.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure. So, yeah, that's included. We got a website.
Yeah, right now today it's going to be $348.
Yeah, you got it. Exactly. Now, let's see. Now, you want to also just let you know, for the website, fully functional site, you can have your pictures, content, testimonies, reviews, you name it. You can even have scheduling and billing for clients if you want. Okay, it's a fully functional site. Now, you said you're not tech savvy, so you didn't put up any, like, Facebook page or anything like that, did you?
I don't even have a Facebook page.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, that's what they can do that too.
Let me recorrect that. I think there is one out there for S&S Moving Services, but I didn't do it, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, no worries. So they can see what's up with that too, no worries. Now let me just make sure we got all the what about the keywords, right? This is always important. Like the services that you want to show up for when people do a search. What are like your top, you know, 10, top 15? Like you don't have to have 15, obviously, it's mostly just moving, but I'll put like moving services. I can also just have the technician. This is what I usually do. He can suggest ones that have really high search volumes that fall under the umbrella of, like, moving services. That way you can just get more searches that way, too, if you like.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, perfect. That's good for this because it's pretty, you know, straightforward. It's just moving, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, and now for the, let's see. Let me just make sure I have everything correct. It was Tommy Sweat, right? W-E-A-T?
Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y.
T-O-M-M-Y, Sweat. Okay, got it. Let's see now. Okay. Just want to make sure we have everything listed correctly, which, you know, always important. Okay, and then...
S&S Moving Services, LLC, correct?
That is. You got it. Yep. And that's how you want it listed, right? That exact name, S&S Moving Services?
LLC.
LLC. Oh, because the LLC as well. Okay, good thing I asked. And then, let's see, that should do... Okay, so the next part would just be the billing. Now, is the billing address the same then, the 24047?
No, sir. It goes to my P.O. box.
Oh, okay. What's the address for the P.O. box?
P.O. box 975, Hilliard, Florida, 32046.
So that's P.O. box, sorry, I misspelled it. P.O. box 975 in Hilliard, Florida, 32046.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. And then is that a Visa or a MasterCard, Tommy?
It's a MasterCard, I think it is.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
And today you're just putting the 340?
Just the 348, exactly. And then every month it's the 249. So the recurring payment's just the 249.
Now, what day do they usually take this out?
So that's going to come out on the line here now, like today.
Okay, yes. But I'm saying for
and
next
every
month.
30
would...
Oh, yeah, it'd be every 30 days, every month.
So today is the 16th, so it'd be the 16th of every month?
Exactly. And if it's a little bit off, it'd be like the 15th or the 17th, depending on how many days in the month. But, yes, every 30 days.
That will work, sir.
Okay, perfect. And let's see. So we got the address. You said it was a MasterCard, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then go ahead whenever you're ready.
Oh, yeah, but it ain't, this ain't going to work. God, dog it.
Oh, no, the cars, you mean?
Yeah, because the card was stolen. I haven't even got the damn card. Shit.
Oh, the new one. You had to order a new one?
It doesn't come in for another 7 days.
Oh, dang. Oh, you don't have, like, a backup one, something like that?
No, sir, I don't.
Oh, dang. Okay. So...
Well, I think what... now, for one time only, for the $348... I can give you my personal, but every month it's got to come out of my business.
What we can usually do in that case is just for right now, for the 348, we'll do the personal, and then I'll have the technician change it immediately as soon as you have the other card. That way you will not get charged on this card again. We'll make sure. I'll even make a note right now.
If I get the other call, I will give you a call on the 1-800 or 877 number. And
yeah, sure.
So, and I'll get...
Yeah, for sure. We can do that. No worries, man. I just figured since the listing's open now, I just wouldn't want it to get filled by, because you said about a week, right?
Yep.
Yeah, typically they fill.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it on my card.
Okay, perfect. So it'll be the same address, the P.O. box?
Yep.
Okay. And then, let's see, that also is a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's also a Master. And this is just okay. Under Tommy Swift, not under S&S Movers.
Okay, yeah, I got that. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
It's 5218-4453.
Okay.
0124.
Got it.
0564.
Okay, so just to confirm, 5218 4453
0124 0564.
Yep. Okay, and the expiration?
624.
Okay, and then the number on the back?
100.
100. Okay, and I'm making the note now. We will not charge that card again. We'll set up the next card just as soon as you get it, okay? Now we're also going to set up a security. Okay, great. So now we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What's best for you?
Let's do my first pet's name.
Okay, and the name?
Pantera.
Pantera? Love it.
Pantera.
Like the band, right?
Yep.
Love it. Is that a dog or was it a dog?
Oh, yes, sir. Rottweiler.
Oh, love it. Yeah, I had a Australian Shepherd. I don't know if you know anything about those dogs, but they got crazy energy, man. Hard to keep up with them.
My grandpa was a cop here in Hilliard. Whenever I was growing up, and
uh-huh.
He would bring home all the shepherds from work. Yeah, I know what a shepherd is.
Really? Okay,
yes,
so you
sir.
Know all about it.
That's what got me into Rottweilers. I mean, shepherds are good dogs, but they're
oh yeah,
Rottweilers are just I just like a Rott.
No, hey, me too, man. And pit bulls are pretty cool too.
Or German, I don't like German pit bulls very much.
No,
I like the German Shepherd. Yep.
Smart dog.
I'm not a pit guy, no.
But yeah. They're a lot to handle for sure.
Yes, sir. That's for damn sure. They're big dogs.
That's really big, yeah. Okay, so I'm just setting up your account now. Now, let's see here. I'm going to process the payment. Then once I do that, you're going to get your invoice, okay, through text and email. Okay, so you'll get both. But, oh, you don't have an email, so it's just going to go to your text. So let me just do that here. You're going to see it come through on your banking, of course, first. So let's do that now. Okay, you're going to see it come through now. And then, like I said, we'll just go over the invoice really quick. It's the same thing. You get a text, so it's very easy. And then we just have one other quick step, and you're good to go. Now, would you be able to speak with the technician, like, who's going to build everything for you? Can you do that tomorrow morning? Or do you want to do it later today, or what's best for you?
Tomorrow morning, you work with me.
Tomorrow morning, like 9 or 10 a.m. or something?
Ain't time after 9. Ain't time after 9.
That was going to be my question. Okay, perfect. So you should definitely see the payment already. Now, you're going to get a text message.
I don't see nothing yet. Hold on.
Okay. I'm going to send the text again. Yeah, you're going to get it through a text message right now.
Okay. Okay, it's telling me to go back to that damn funky thing again.
Oh, it's like saying something about the... Like it's not letting you access it?
Yeah, it's going back to your... what did you call that thing, a link? It's telling the master link to get.
So when you click on it, it's not working.
Invoice to the email we have on file. What email do y'all have on file?
It's not regarding you because you don't have the email, but inside that text, click on that thing with all the numbers and stuff. That should work.
And like it says contact to URL, wherever the fuck that is, and I'm canceling out of it.
Okay,
no,
no
man,
I'll have the... Yeah, no worries. I can have the technician walk you through it because it's probably just something with the server. So we'll take care of that. No worries. You don't have to worry about that. Now, there's just one other quick step, and then I'll set up the time with the technician. You're good to go. So the last part is our voice verification. It's to make sure to outline the service agreement and make sure if you have any questions or need me to clarify anything with the process, you can, you know, pick my brain a little bit. If you have questions or need me to clarify, just let me know. I'm going to start now. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you just please state the name of your business?
S&S Moving Services, LLC.
Okay. All right, thank you. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Tommy Sweat, owner.
Okay. And you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, especially with the verification on Google and everything.
Now, this is being recorded, correct?
You
what,
got it.
What we are saying now is being recorded.
You got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just
want to
put on your recording, after 4 months, if I don't have a phone call off of your business, I will be leaving you.
Right, canceling the service. And no worries, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Heard loud and clear.
That
no problem.
Work.
Okay, great. Yeah, 4 months. Yeah, you'll be there in 4 months. Don't worry, it'll be quicker than that even. Like I said, to get results. Me too. No, believe me, I'm with you. Like I said, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in the process and the campaign. Now, especially with the verification, I'm going to send you a text. That way you can see, like, basically the process for the verification, right? Because I know you guys already have one, but just in case, you know, for the rest of the process, that way you can have it ready for the conversation with the technician. That way we just cover all the bases, right? Now, as a result of increased visibility as well online, just be advised you may receive calls from other third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to make sure you know it's us and we're calling and not another company, and you can disregard those other calls. Now, also,
that will work.
Do you agree? All right, great. Now, also, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to just let us know of any additional online marketing that you might do during the course of your term of agreement with us?
That'd be great.
Okay. Yeah. If you do any other marketing with another company or whatever, just let us know. That way we don't do something that might interfere.
Like
with
I said, man, I'm fixing to cancel them tomorrow because,
Okay, so we don't even got to worry about
it. He never did call me back, and that just makes me mad.
And that says everything you need to know right there, right?
Yeah, no doubt, sir. I do agree.
Exactly.
I mean, I've been in business for myself for over, no doubt. It's messed up.
For sure. Oh, yeah. No. Believe me. It's sad to hear that. It's unfortunate, you know. Now, let's see here. So, now, the payment, okay, for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, August 16th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th or 30 days from today, like we said, in the amount of $249. That'll be the recurring payment, okay? And I also made a note
as
to set up your new card.
As long as we can just don't use that card no more.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so I made a note already to make sure to update that card as soon as you get it, okay? I'll make a note for the technician to call you to set that up, okay? Now, you may also
discontinue. I got your number to call you.
And also, you have my number. I already sent you the text, so you have that if you need anything. Yeah, I'm still the lead on the account, so I'm always there if you need me. Now,
that'll
just
work,
so you know, so also, you may discontinue your agreement at any time, like we talked about, in 4 months if you're not happy, by contacting client support at the 877 number that I texted to you, okay, to prevent the charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you're good to go. Now, all I need to do is set up your time with the technician, which I'm going to do now. Now, what time did you say was better tomorrow? Like, for any time after 9, you said, right?
Any time after 9.
Okay, so let's see.
Yep.
And you guys are in Florida, so it's 3-hour difference. Okay, so we start at 7. The earliest would be, so that's Pacific time, obviously. So that'd be 10 o'clock your time would be the easiest. Does that still work for you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so sorry, we do have it open. It'll be 10, and now if it's not open, it'll be 11 o'clock. But I think it looks like, because we can do 4 per hour, so it looks like you'll be the 4th. Yeah, okay, so you're in for?
Between 10 and 11.
Exactly.
And do you know the person's name that might be calling me?
I don't exactly know the name, no. There's a multitude of different texts that we have, but I assure you they'll be just as helpful and nice as me, I promise.
That'll work, dude.
As long as it... Okay, cool. So let's see. I'm just adding your information now. Now, usually you would get this through email, right? But I'll see if we can send it via text message as well, because I know you don't have the email. But for now, I'll try to send like the link through text as well, so you can get that too. Okay.
That'll work. Well, I do have an email out there. I just don't ever use it.
Okay, you want to just give me that for now then?
Well, I would never know if anything ever went on it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good to see, at least have it there. It's just to have something, you know?
It's Tommy J. Sweat 69@gmail.com.
Now, 69, is that the year of birth or is that something else?
That's just something else.
Yeah, I figured. Okay, nice. So it's Tommy J. Sweat 69@gmail.com.
That'll work.
There it is. Okay, perfect. So it's going to be in there. I'll also send it through email text message just because I know that's your main way of correspondence. And I'm also going to put that on the notes for the tech, too, so he knows just to call this number or to text you. Okay?
Yes, sir. That'd be great.
Okay. So you're all good to go. It's in the email. I mean, obviously, if you check it. But if not, it's okay. You'll get the text, too. But you're all set up. So thanks for giving us a shot. I promise, man, you're going to love it. You'll that other company will be long gone before you know it, and you'll be getting these jobs.
Man, let's hope so, buddy. Hawk.
Me too. Yeah,
thank you, sir.
Definitely do. Yeah, Tommy, you have a good one, okay?
You too, sir. Bye.
Okay, yeah, bye.